Good evening, everybody here at the Jewish Center of Teaneck. So great to see everybody tonight. Just wanted to pick up with the thread that I started to weave a little bit last night. We tried to distinguish between two different forms of salvation, two different forms of Yeshua that we can mark in our tradition. One of them is kind of immediate salvation, where things are looking very bleak and there doesn't appear to be any hope on the horizon. And as the saying goes, Yeshua Hashem Keheref Ayin, that God's salvation can come in the blink of an eye, and the situation is completely reversed. And that's certainly one model for Geula, for Yeshua, that we have in our tradition. But the model that we charted out last night, based on the Psukim in this week's Parsha, and based on the Yerushalmi that explains that these Psukim form the basis of the Pesach Seder, V'hotzeti, V'itzalti, V'ga'alti, V'lakachti, so we argue that that represents really a different modality of salvation. That is to say, a salvation that reveals itself over time, that doesn't happen overnight and requires persistence and faith. Alan was saying just a second ago, you know, we have five people and then additional people walk in. It's that kind of systematic process. It wasn't as if 10 people appeared out of nowhere, but slowly but surely things build up. And I mentioned the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah last night, where the Gemara says that indeed this is the way that things proceeded for our forefathers in Egypt, when it says, V'otzeis yischem mitachas siblos Mitzrayim, based on a pasuk actually which appears in the Shir Shal Yom of Thursday, Edus v'yosef samo b'tzeiso al eretz Mitzrayim, etc., etc., hasirosi misevel shechmo, kapav midu taborna. So based on that pasuk, we know that Yosef emerged as a leader on Rosh Hashanah on Aleph Tishrei. The Jewish people emerge from their bondage on Aleph Tishrei. It would be another 6 months before they left the country. So that's what we said yesterday. Just to pick up on that thought, I wanted to share with you the Ramban, Nachmanides' interpretation of these four stages. A very fascinating idea, and something I thought we would all benefit from, just reviewing his understanding of these four stages of the Yeshua, of the salvation of the Jewish people. First and foremost is, V'hotzeis yischem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim, is that the bondage in Egypt will end, and not only will it end, but the Jewish people will be extracted from the land of Egypt. Something that I hope to discuss in a few weeks on February 11th when we welcome the deacon is how African-American slavery and Jewish slavery really differed markedly in this way. There's a Torah-level prohibition against our returning to Egypt, the land of our enslavement. The complexity to a great degree of race relations in this country, it's not as if the African-American population was able to go somewhere else, right? The idea of being able to integrate into a society that once enslaved you is very, very difficult indeed. So first and foremost, it's V'hotzeis, the Ramban says, is you have to be removed from this land. But remember, Egypt was a superpower at the time, so Egypt could continue, in theory, to impose its will upon the Jewish people, even if they are not geographically located within the boundaries of Egypt. And thus, the next clause in the verse says, V'hitzalti eschem me'avodasam, I will save you from their work. The Ramban interprets this to mean that even if you'll be outside of the geographic space of the land of Egypt, they will not subjugate you. They will not oppress you. You will not be a vassal state to them. V'ga'alti eschem bizro'a netuyah v'shvatim gdolim. This is sort of the most oblique of the Ramban's expressions, but to paraphrase what he says is that the Egyptians will recognize through the 10 plagues that indeed God is acting on your behalf, and that they will say, God, so to speak, take out your people in return for relieving us of our suffering. In other words, an admission on the part of the Egyptian people, as is said at Yam Suf, Vayomer Mitzrayim Anusam Bipnei Yisrael Ki Hashem Nocham Lahem Mitzrayim, a recognition that God is fighting on behalf of the Jewish people. And then the final stage, V'lakachti Eschem Lila'am V'isi Lachem Le'elokim, that pasuk, the Ramban says, refers to nothing that relates to Egypt, but actually to the arrival at Sinai. That the Jewish people will become a nation unto God, not in Egypt, not when they leave Egypt, but only 50 days later when they arrive at Sinai, the giving of the Torah. And the idea is that the Jewish nation is formed by receiving the Torah. As the pasuk says, V'misamli mamachas kohanim v'goy kadosh. These are the four stages the Ramban develops, and of course then the fifth stage is plain and self-evident from the text, that it will bring you forth to the land of Israel. So that is the Ramban's understanding of the stages that we began to speak about yesterday.